The tornado intensity to LLRV relationship is a bit weaker for QLCS tornadoes, and that's because of the more limited sampling size and the shallower nature of the vortex signatures available to view. But similar to that of supercells, you pick the highest LLRV of the three low-level scans, that is, the most recent low-level scans, and then compare to the graph on the right. The weak tornadoes are often associated with LLRVs in less than 30 knots, while the strong ones are mostly above 45 knots. The sample in this work presented here doesn't have any violent tornadoes from QLCSs. So, similar to supercells, and perhaps even more important for QLCSs, make sure that event is close to your radar, and also make sure the velocity data is of sufficient quality.